afternoon. This is the midday news for today, Thursday, May 25. I am Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, the Dominica Electoral Commission member disappointed with statements made by Attorney General Levi Peter. Antigua and Barbuda Tourism Authority explored opportunities for growth at planning retreat on Friday. And Manchester police investigating arena bomb attack stopped sharing info with the U.S. after leaks to the media. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and a Fast Cash.
Celebrating mom can never be one day only. That's why Quartz is giving you up to 50% off selected items across the store. Plus, pay nothing for 60 days. Offer valid till May 31st. Terms and conditions apply. See in store for details. She's too marvelous to celebrate for just one day. So, get her something with up to 50% off selected items across the store. Quartz, bringing value home.
You don't have money, but you want to score.
You can't wait till month for the draw.
You have a little money, but you want more.
You need a loan, what you waiting for?
But I need to buy a wig for my head.
I use the money there to buy some bread.
I don't want food, I want the money instead.
Looks like you want to run me dread.
Faster, smarter, and better.
Go buy fast cash and get a loan.
Your man don't give you money, not to sweat now.
Fast cash right there to help you.
Visit our Rosa or Portsmouth locations or contact us at 448-3278.
Relatives of a man from Canefield who have not seen him or heard from him for several weeks are appealing for assistance in locating him. 27-year-old Davor Esprit reportedly resides in Campbell and visits Bells on a regular basis since his family there. Relatives say it took a while for them to realize that something was wrong because they assumed that he was in one of the communities he usually frequented, although he is known for not breaking communication. A family member said Davor is not known to be distant or to break communication with his family, especially his sister Shanice Mulcair. This is not normal, and members of the family are trying to raise awareness as to where he might be. They say now that it appears that Esprit is missing, a report will be made to the police. Anyone with information leading to Davor Esprit whereabouts is asked to contact his cousin Jarnell at 767-225-8551 or reach out to his sister via Facebook, Shanice Mulcair. The family member said, "We just want to know if he is all right because efforts to reach him have deemed unsuccessful." Member of the Dominica Electoral Commission, Wayne James, says he is disappointed with recent statements by Attorney General Levi Peter. Recently, James said Levi Peter publicly asked some elected UWP members of parliament if they think they are the ones running this country. Wayne James says he respectfully warned Peter to refrain from functioning as a politician, as he is a public officer, elected officer, serving as Dominica's Attorney General, and should always act appropriately in the interests of the people.
This gentleman called Levi Peters, he's the one that prepared us to Attorney General of Dominica. As I have warned Daniel Carbon before, and he never listened to me. I warned Levi Peters before, you know, and I told him that he is a public servant attorney general. He is not a politically elected member of the parliament. And as such, as a public service attorney general, he should conduct himself in a certain way. Because I heard some utterances, and in his voice, you could have heard that he was a man that was upset, saying to the opposition members that they're thinking that they are the ones running this country. Levi Peters, the opposition has 6 elected members. They form the composition of the Parliament of the Commonwealth of Dominica, which is responsible for the governance of the country. For you to have that level of disrespect for the elected members of the opposition, I want to warn you again this morning. Remember, you are a public service attorney general.
U.S.-based attorney Gabriel Christian has dismissed recent insulting remarks by former Trinidad and Tobago Justice Minister Herbert Volney to the diaspora. Speaking at a DLP rally on May 7 in Portsmouth, Volney called Dominicans living abroad jackasses and advised Prime Minister Skerrett to make a separate footpath on the bridge going out of Roseau for them to traverse.
Those who are in America, those who call themselves in the diaspora, they are too wicked, and you have to deal with them. Don't take what they say. Anytime somebody in the diaspora says that anything is wrong with Dominica, them in their place. Don't take it from them. And when they come to Dominica, look for them and sort them out. Because they are giving Dominica a bad name. Dominica has the newest and best bridge in the Caribbean. The new bridge. And Prime Minister, those who don't want to drive on the new bridge, make a donkey trail under the bridge and let the jackass and them pass there.
Christian supports the call for the Prime Minister's resignation as he believes Mr. Skerrett has underperformed for his past 17 years in office.
Madam Speaker, the Royal Bank of Canada chose not to maintain a government account for the CBI.
We apologize for that. We'll bring you that clip later on in another newscast. Former Dominica Prime Minister Edison James says the Royal Bank of Canada, RBC, would not insult the Dominican people by closing down the government's CBI accounts without giving any reason to the government and people of Dominica. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett told the Parliament and the people in Parliament this week that the RBC closed its CBI account since February 2017 without giving any explanation.
Madam Speaker, the Royal Bank of Canada chose not to maintain a government account for the CBI as at February 28, 2017. Two, the Royal Bank of Canada did not state a specific reason for not being able to maintain the account.
James says this is an insult and RBC must publicly provide a legitimate reason for such an action.
I just heard today that the Royal Bank has insulted our country in the worst way. We are told by our Prime Minister that the Royal Bank closed down our accounts, the accounts of the country, and told us no reason. No, no. The Royal Bank must come and say that they gave Skerrett a reason. Because I think it is an insult to the country for the Royal Bank to close down the country's account and refuse to tell us why they closed our account. So the Royal Bank has a responsibility to tell us why they closed the account and to tell us why they should insult our country like this by closing our accounts and not telling us. So if Skerrett lie, the Royal Bank must tell us and we'll hear from that, ladies and gentlemen.
National Security Minister Raymond Blackmore is dismissing claims that police officers staged sick outs because of concerns over salary matters. Blackmore said 56 police officers reported sick on Tuesday, but this was not because of ongoing salary negotiations. The Police Welfare Association, PWA, and government are at odds over salary negotiations for the 2015-2018 triennium. The PWA rejecting a wage freeze for the period and asking for a 15% salary increase. Unconfirmed reports indicated police officers were staging sick outs due to concerns over salaries and poor working conditions. However, during his contribution in Parliament on Wednesday, Blackmore dismissed those claims.
I, at this point, permit me to commend the police officers who showed up for work yesterday, Madam Speaker. And I want to say to them that they have made us, Dominican, and the rest of the world, proud, Madam Speaker. I said before that the majority of police officers understand and appreciate the full extent of the oath they have taken to serve this wonderful country. And the majority of the police officers in this beautiful country, Madam Speaker, know that the Dominican Labour Party, under the leadership of the Prime Minister, has done well for the Dominican Police Force. As the Minister with responsibility for labor, I have not been advised by the Labour Commissioner that negotiation between the government negotiating team and the police has experienced any breakdown, Madam Speaker. The question is, the 56 police officers who reported sick yesterday, Madam Speaker, what was the reason? And I will say further, Madam Speaker, permit me. I am tied up to the fact that the government continues to provide for the police to ensure the police carries out its work efficiently and well. A police officer, still the people of Dominica, the country of Dominica, and when we go to bed, we have to have the assurance that the police have our backs, Madam Speaker, and that's the bottom line, Madam Speaker. And any attempt, therefore, that can be construed as an attempt to buy into the rhetoric of any political party cannot be serving the best interests of the people of this beautiful country.
Dominica will host the inaugural Caribbean Performing Arts Conference on May 30 and 31, 2017. The conference, conceptualized by the Caribbean Performing Arts Federation, CPATH, will engage participants on the business, management, and legal aspects of the music industry in recognition of the need to bridge that gap from talented hobbyist to creative commercial performer. The inaugural conference, being held under the theme Imagine, Belief, Creativity, Innovation equals Creative Entrepreneurship, will focus on the development of music utilizing the skills of Paris-based Dominican Cadas music legend Gordon Henderson, supported by original certified financial education instructor Judy McCutcheon. International trade specialist Shamila Moses, artist and tour marketing management specialist Ayanda Green, and IP practitioner Heather Baldwin will also facilitate. Other presentations will be made on CARICOM free movement of skills, Dexia and its role in these developments, and key points to be considered when artists enter into performance contracts, readiness for export, and maximizing the use of social media as part of artist marketing strategies. The facilitators will present on topics including financial wellness for the creative industry sector, CARICOM regime for the free movement of skills, readiness for export, intellectual property, copyright, and key points to be considered when artists enter into performance contracts, and maximizing use of social media as part of artist marketing strategies. A special call is being made to all local performing and recording artists, artist managers, sound and studio engineers, music publicists, and events promoters to register to participate in this conference. And the Tourism Ministry's Permanent Secretary Karen Prevost has called for community involvement for the enhancement of the tourism sector. She said communities should seek to practice proper waste management in order to enhance the visitor experience.
We had a previous program with the Solid Waste Department and the Ministry of Tourism, and we've been in discussions with the Ministry of Health to partner to ensure that we can have proper waste disposal at our sites. Mm-hmm. But we really need the community to come in there, because we do know that the experience of the guest experience is not just when they get to the site. They must drive to the site, and let's say a guest leaves the cruise ship berth in Roseau and they drive to Trafalgar Falls. But on the way to Trafalgar Falls, they must drive through several communities. We have the size of the road. You know, sometimes we do have individuals who throw things out of buses. Sometimes we go to the sites ourselves. We may leave garbage around. So we really want to ensure that even for us as locals, that we can keep the area clean. The NEP is doing an excellent job, I think, in a number of areas in terms of cutting the grass, planting flowers, and ensuring that the area is clean. But we really want to ensure that the public also comes on board.
In other news, exploring opportunities for tourism growth in key source markets was the focus for the Antigua and Barbuda Tourism Authority, APTA, at the planning retreat held last Friday. In attendance were marketing teams from the destinations North American, United Kingdom, European, Canadian, and Caribbean markets, along with a small focus group of local private sector stakeholders to include airline, hotel, and tourism representatives. The meeting was convened just one day after the successful completion of the fourth annual showcase Antigua Barbuda. The strategic meeting was led jointly by Chairman of the APTA, Richard Scarrett, the CEO of the APTA, Colin C. James, and tourism consultant Shirley Nibbs. It was hosted by the Antigua and Barbuda Hospitality Training Institute. And police investigating the Manchester Arena bomb attack have stopped sharing information of the U.S. after leaks to the media, the BBC understands. UK officials were outraged when photos appearing to show debris from the attack appeared in the New York Times. It came after the name of bomber Salman Abedi was leaked to U.S. media just hours after the attack, which left 22 dead. Theresa May said she would tell Donald Trump at a NATO meeting that shared intelligence must remain secure. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of the headlines. Dominica Electoral Commission member disappointed with statements made by Attorney General Levi Peter. Antigua and Barbuda Tourism Authority explored opportunities for growth at planning retreat. And Manchester Police investigating arena bomb attack and stops sharing information of the U.S. after leaks to the media. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.